Yo, what's up? It's your boy Derek with the Weekly Polls and your other boy.
Tevin, this is me. What's up?
At the Tevin, minus the I on Twitter.
wasn't prepped for that. I was looking at our notes here.
So, so I gotta ask you, I've been wondering this for a while. Why the fuck didn't you put the I in your Twitter net?
I don't know. I figured Tevin with an I would be taken.
Every time I shout you out on my YouTube, I have to remember to say minus the I.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would have figured that it would be taken. Now, I know there's not too many Tevins in the world, but I know that it would have been taken. So I just went without the I, and it worked. So I just went with it.
So we had a big week this week, dog.
Huge
week.
Huge. Big is an understatement. Huge is an understatement.
You sent out one tweet about... Yeah. Loving indie homies and representing them, and we got flooded.
Yes, we got a whole tsunami, a big wave from a bunch of indie developers, and
we got flooded worse than Noah did. And I don't even think that happened.
Well, and that lasted for a few days, just like the tweet did. I mean, that tweet was. I mean, the traction on it just kept picking up, and
it really did.
I did not foresee that.
Mad respect to all you Twitter homies, dog.
Absolutely. You know, it takes a certain amount of confidence in yourself to even share your work. So shout out to you for already posting something.
Hell yeah.
And then to reach out through a tweet from me, of all people, and start sending links for everybody to see. And of course we're going to shout you out. I mean, I would argue that we maybe got 100 or more comics that we got sent to us.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, because that's counting stuff that wasn't on that tweet that we got previously. Like, we have so much stuff lined up for you all. It's gonna take multiple podcasts.
We're like,
for us to get through.
We're like those rich people you see in the movies, like tasting wine and eating cheese.
We're bougie.
We're staring at our phones, reading comics.
Yes, absolutely. So, and it's hard for people to fathom that, you know, you're like, people are sending you their stuff, and it's just, shout out to all of you.
Really, yeah,
shout out to every single one of you. And we have a couple that we're gonna highlight in this podcast, so, you know, if you don't hear yours, don't get discouraged, because like I say, we had a ton of stuff that got sent to us. We had stuff that we picked up previously at the store that we want to talk about. It's just a lot. It's so much to get to. So, you know, I think we'll just stay tuned. Definitely listen in to next week as well. We're going to talk about some of these web comics. I think we should have a section where we just promote some of those web comics. Like, this is...
There's a lot.
This is off-air stuff that we
discussed. I didn't know web comics was such a thing.
Oh, it's huge. You know, my favorite manga, One Punch Man, you know, I talked to you about this, and you're not a big manga guy, but that started out as a web series.
Really?
And then blew up.
That's insane.
Yeah. And so, you know, these web comics...
I didn't know that.
You know, I don't want to sound rude, but we forgot about them.
I didn't forget about them. I didn't know it was a thing.
Well, that's true. I kind of forgot about them. But, you know, like, after that whole Tumblr phase, I just forgot about that stuff.
I was never a Tumblr guy, yeah. So,
I had a music blog for Tumblr, not comics.
Yeah.
So it was weird.
Tevin wanted to be a musician.
I did. I am a musician.
He is a musician.
I am a musician. So, so we got a bunch that we're going to talk about on this podcast. So, the first of our indies was Night, written by Dion Akande and Julian Clay.
Night is really fucking cool, man.
Yeah, this is one of the ones that we saw that we were like, all right, we got sent this. Let's hit it. This looks awesome. I love the design that they have for Cuff Freeman.
I really like the story. You watched my indie spotlight video, didn't you?
I did.
I got Ghost Rider vibes. Spirit of Vengeance.
Spirit of Vengeance takes over Cuff Freeman. And, you know, we talked about it, like, what, 2 weeks ago? About having more African-American heroes?
Hell yeah, especially in the Wild West.
Right.
That's my personal preference.
Yeah, I know you talk about that. And that.
I love cowboys.
Cowboys, detective stuff, that's all you, man.
I'm all about murder.
It shows in your
love
barbaric.
I love a big murder mystery.
It shows when we've talked about barbaric as well.
Give me Clue in real life.
Clue? You'd be the one that just says, does he wear a hat? That'd be your whole thing. I bet the killer's wearing a hat. That'd be
I bet he's wearing a hat.
That's what you would say. So, A Knight, you know, follows the story of Cuff Freeman, taken over by the spirit of dead African Americans. He's out for vengeance, out for blood, you know, fighting for freedom in the South. Now, to give you a heads up in this book, you know, I don't want you jumping in blind. There is some use of the N-word.
It's historically accurate.
Yeah. You know, it puts you in that time period, and, you know, that's the language that people used. It's not right, but it's accurate. It's accurate.
I really like the story, and the art is one of the best, like, indie comics that I've seen since we've started doing this in my short comic Twitter life.
Right, yeah. We definitely enjoyed this one together.
Definitely check it out. Check him out on Twitter. Yeah. Go back and watch my Indie Spotlight video, find all the links, because this issue, Night Issue Number 0, it's free. All you gotta do is give them your email and get the mailing list, and it's free. So, like, you have no fucking reason not to read this, guys. It's free. Go check it out.
And it's a great read. You know, you'll go through this multiple times. I think you'll read this multiple times. So, what's the next one we're going to talk about?
Let's talk about Joel.
Joel?
I love Joel.
You sent me this. I had no idea about this.
Was this like one of the first ones I emailed you once we started really doing this together?
Yes.
Tevin's still pretty new to the game.
Yeah, the very first one that you sent me was Midnight Highway, and we talked about it. I wasn't really a part of the podcast. Well, we started the podcast, but you already had everything lined up. So that kind of toppled over, and I didn't get into that interview with the guys at Midnight Highway, but that was the first one you've sent me. Joel is the second.
I love the art in Joel.
Joel, yes.
It gives me, like, when I look at it, it reminds me of Crayola. Like, I don't, like, not saying it looks like fucking crayon, but, like, just all the vibrant, bright colors, dude. Yeah. I loved it.
And it's got really, like, a classic newsprint look to me.
Yeah, it does. You know? With almost kind of like a... It looks like paint, like maybe like oil paint or something. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not an artist.
Right, yeah. We're no Picasso.
No.
So, but yeah, Joel is great. So give us a little rundown of Joel. What did you think? What's the story?
It's super fucking weird, and I liked it.
It's wild, yeah.
Like, so little William runs home from Christmas break. I mean, I wouldn't say he's poor, but, like, we'll just call him poor, because he goes to the antique shop of all places for some Christmas presents, okay?
Right.
I liked it, whatever. And he finds this fucking cube, and it's really weird, but he's attracted to it. He's like, well, wow, this is neat, and it's only a dollar, so of course he bought it.
And his initial thought, like, he thought he heard something.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
So he kind of, like, walked away, and then he was like, no.
No, I'll pick this up. It's only a dollar.
You know how young kids are like, oh yeah, I'm going to get this anyway.
So, yeah, he takes it home. His parents suck. They fight because they're poor as fuck.
Yeah, we don't know anything, but I'm assuming they've, like, lost their job recently.
Yeah, it's just safe to assume. You know, the typical sad American story. You know, whatever. Mommy and daddy fight because there's no fucking money.
Yeah,
and little William fucking runs upstairs in a tantrum because, you know, he hates his parents fighting. He kicks the fuck out of his book bag, and the cube, like, teleports that man. We don't even know where the hell he went.
No, it shoots like a big beam of light up.
Yeah, and it sucks him away.
He looks through the hole like a hole.
Yeah, and it sucks him away.
And it does suck him away. You're right. So, but it's just wild, because that's exactly what a kid would do. Like, they have no.
And then
so
it gets fucking scary.
Yes.
He's in this fucking crazy world, some, like, Krampus shit.
Yeah.
Like,
Krampus.
Dude, he gets bit on the arm by a fucking, like, demon dog.
A demon dog, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
This was wild. I mean, as I was reading through this, you know, I didn't read the synopsis. I don't read the synopsis of, like, what an artist tells us, because when you send me something, I want to go in blind.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anything about the background. I want to hop in and figure out this world. And then I'll go back and read your synopsis, and I'm like, oh, this makes sense. This is awesome. And that's just how I do it. I know a lot of people, they want to read the back of the book before they read the book.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's good for you, but just not my style.
Just
and
depends.
As I was reading through those first initial panels, it's just like a giddy kid's out of school. Like, it just seemed fun. He gets home, and then it's just awful.
Yeah, it's just hell. Like, it's almost, it's like,
he hates his life.
2 days to Christmas, this motherfucker's getting teleported to another dimension.
That's right. And he just gets tossed in. And then, you know, I never thought I'd see somebody, like, draw a kid and then that kid get injured, because it's so, taboo.
That
in
really
our culture.
Fucked me up a little bit, because it's like, oh, wow, like, you know, like, there's rules on video games. And,
right.
Like, don't you can't hurt and children. Like, there's no kids in GTA, you know?
Right.
And it's like, holy fuck, this kid almost got his arm ripped off.
Yeah. And so it's kind of breaking that taboo a little bit, but you know, it's nothing too crazy. He gets bit.
It's not like fucking It where little Georgie gets his arm ripped off.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So, and I think that might be one of the most popular ones where they show kids getting hurt.
Oh, absolutely.
From it. So, but yeah, I don't know. I did not get horror vibes, and then bam, they just hit you with it. It was awesome.
I'm looking forward to what's next in Joel. Definitely check them out on Twitter, at Livid Comics.
Yep.
Super rad shit, guys.
Shout out to John Durgan.
And Joel Van Patt.
Joel Van Patt, that's right.
Yeah. Joel.
I think I'm the butcher this
John week. And Joel.
John and Joel.
JJ.
Look at it. And then we got sent another indie comic, Jack Irons.
The Steel Cowboy.
And when I got this, I immediately thought of you, man.
I'm a fucking sucker, dude. I love Westerns so much. Fucking Gunsmoke, yep. John Wayne, Lonesome Dove. Yep. Give me Red Dead Redemption, and you'll never see me again.
So let me give you a little bit of history between mine and Derek's friendship.
Oh, okay.
He didn't even know this was coming.
I didn't know this was coming.
I just thought about this.
I'm excited now. I love it a good reminisce.
It took me ages to convince Derek to buy Red Dead Redemption 2.
I'm a cheapskate.
He bought Red Dead 1. I remember we were playing
Technically, I borrowed Red Dead 1 from you first, and then I bought it later on in college, felt guilty about it, and returned it so I could get my money back, but that's another story.
So it took me a lot of convincing to tell this dude, like, you love this. You know, I told him that it has a little bit of RPG elements. He hates RPG games.
I fucking hate RPGs.
I was like, you know, you eat food and all of that, and I think maybe he thought it was a little more intense than what it was.
All I thought about was Napoleon Dynamite. Eat.
Tina.
The food.
Eat the food. You fat lard. And so it took a lot of convincing, and then he loves it now. Loves Red Dead Redemption 2. He's always loved Western style stuff, and then
I beat it three times.
Yeah. you played through it three times.
Three times.
Oh, well, you know what? It's been out long enough. You watched, a spoiler, you watched Arthur die three times.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man, I don't know how you went through it three times. I would have been a broken man.
All of our cowboys have their days. Just like our boy Jack.
Just like Jack.
So, Jack, like, I've talked about all of these in my indie spotlight yesterday, but for those of you that don't like YouTube or don't follow us on YouTube.
Yep.
Jack Irons, the Steel Cowboy, is this immortal dude, but he's not, like, traditional immortal. He gets reincarnated.
Right. Yeah.
And, like, he's been in ancient Greece, and he's been a Native American, and there was a third one. I'm fucking drawing a blank. The first one where he... I don't even know where he was at. Maybe, was it, like, a fucking third world looking country or something? And he was out in the field with his mom, and they got their heads chopped off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up.
It looked like the Middle East a little bit.
Yeah, that's the word I was trying to think of, Middle East.
A little bit.
And so Jack Irons, like, in the, like, present time, which is the future of 20, whatever, I can't remember the
70,
year.
70, I think, yeah, 2070
yeah,
something.
Yeah, far as fuck in the future. Maybe it was, like, 2700. I can't remember.
Okay.
It was far as fuck.
Yeah.
And it's
in the future. It's established.
Yeah, and he's Jack Irons, the Steel fucking Cowboy. He's a badass. I really liked the page in there where he's got the fucking horses. Yeah. Like, he's on a motorcycle, but he has robot horses attached to the rain steel.
Yeah,
and it's still, and it had the action word. It said "clop."
Yep,
iconic.
I figured we were going to talk about this spread. I wanted to bring this spread up. I loved it when I saw it. I was like, this is. It's a future setting with, like, past influences, and it's awesome.
Dude, there's three... Well, first there was the two most classic action words in comics. Wolverine's claws coming out. Snit. We got Spider-Man's webs. Thwip. Fucking thwip. And now we have Jack Irons' horses. Clop.
Clop,
yeah. We can totally write a fucking song.
Clop.
Snick, thwip, clop. It's a mouthful, ain't it? I was trying to say that in my car on my way to work this morning.
Oh, you were practicing.
Snick, flip, clop. Sounds like Blitzkrieg Bop. Yeah. It does, don't it? Tell me I'm wrong.
The Ramones.
This is going to be the next hit comic book. Shout out to the
Ramones.
Song,
shout out to the Ramones and their hit song.
R.I.P.
Snip, flip.
You can't even fucking say it.
You practice. It shows.
I know. I had to practice, dude. Snick, flip, clop.
So, yeah, shout out to you, Ramones, for your hit song. We
R.I.P., dude. Punk rock is never going to die.
So, and, you know, he has one nickname that was my favorite, and that's the Metal Rebel.
The Metal fucking Rebel, dude.
And it like, reminds me of, like, Judas Priest. Like, I'm, like, the heavy metal. So, I was just thinking of metal bands whenever he said that. I was like, dude, he's a front man.
In my video, I said he looks like Wolverine and Chuck Billy had a baby. And, like, I love
That's Jack Irons. I can't wait to see more of this gunplay with him. You know, you got that short snippet with him, and was it a robot?
Yeah, it was a robot. It was like a robot cop government bullshit trying to arrest him.
With, like, multiple arms. And it was just awesome to see him. He, like, you know, from the hip just fires. And I love that expression of, I fire from the hip.
There's nothing better than firing from the fucking hip.
That's right. You just turn your holster and it's just amazing. It was a good read.
It was a great read. I was reading issue 2 before you came over, and I don't know how far I got into it, but I'm really excited to read issue 2 and 3.
Yeah, I can't wait to hop in to see more of his adventure.
I love it. It's really good stuff. He's a very likable character.
Yep. And you know, I don't know much about him because it talks about how he's a murderer and all this stuff, and I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy yet, and I can't wait to find out how he develops. I think he's just a dude.
Yeah.
I think he's just a dude in a crappy situation.
Yeah, he's a future cowboy. When I look at Jack, yeah, I really like Jack. I just like his character design. Like, I look at Jack and I feel like I could find him.
He's got a stone face too. Like, it's just just hard looking.
Like, I could find him at the toy aisle at Walmart. I just like Jack.
Mattel,
he's
hit
fucking
him up.
Cool, dude.
Yeah.
He's got two metal arms. Like, who would win in a fucking arm wrestling fight? Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, or fucking Jack Irons?
And Jax from Mortal Kombat. Throw him in there. Too.
Fucking Jax from Mortal Kombat. Dude, we're going to have a fucking metal arm party.
That's right. I don't know any more metal arm guys. So if you have any, you know.
Jack Irons is the superior metal arm, and I will die on this hill.
Maybe we can have a Twitter war with this.
We could start a fucking poll. Yep. That's great. You're so smart. This is why we've gotten all these fucking followers. Tevin's good as fuck at Twitter.
I just started.
You're the man. Well, I've been doing this since April.
I bought a manual. So
fucking manual.
That's right. I read the manual. I don't read
manuals. Nobody
manual.
Reads the
I
manual.
I don't read manuals. I'm not a loser.
Not a loser.
Let me defend my honor here.
All right. My
wife would be upset if she heard this podcast and heard that I read manuals. No, and I don't read manuals.
So we got one more, and we are sent this one today. Yep. And guys, I'm really going to promote the shit out of this one because their Kickstarter is over July the 26th, I believe.
Yep.
It needs backing, and it deserves backing. Heel turn. I sent this to Tevin today at lunch.
I was getting my car inspected when you sent me this.
Yes.
And you were...
And
like,
I said, holy fuck, this is amazing. Yeah. And you were like, give me a quick synopsis.
Yep.
Indie wrestling, murder.
That's it.
That's all I said.
That's the whole book. It is. I hopped into this with that. Basically, what you just heard is what he told me. So I hopped in. I was like, all right, this is going to be a wrestler who murders people in the ring. Maybe it's like a gladiator type thing. No.
It's like Dexter.
That's not it at all.
It's like Dexter meets fucking...
If Dexter was a helpline guy or... No, he's a... collector. He's like a tax collector,
right? Like,
for closed accounts,
dude,
that people didn't pay back.
The main character Ethan, he's a fucking indie wrestler. He works at a call center, hates his fucking life. Who works at a fucking call center.
I feel that.
He wrestles indie and he fucking murders people that talk shit.
Yeah, so when you start out, well, never mind, I don't want to spoil.
We're not gonna spoil the whole thing. That's the whole synopsis I'm gonna give you right there. It's beautifully well done.
It's a great book. It's
love
great
the art.
Yeah,
and it read real easy.
Yep.
I like a good wordy book, but I also like quick hitters. I like comics that tell the story with the art as well as the words. I'm really a 50-50er. I like just enough art and just enough words to get me through it.
He's a hard guy to please.
I'm a hard guy to fucking please, dude.
Not really, though.
I fucking love everything.
That's true. It speaks volumes when you can have just one sentence and then just a panel of like a fight scene or something, or... they're at a gambling table or something, and you know what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you can convey that in your comic, that's amazing.
Right, like, you can't read body language in a novel.
Right.
That's what makes comics so great.
Absolutely. You know, you draw those lines around the shoulders, you know, they're kind of quivering there.
So definitely, get on my Twitter, @TheWeeklyPulls, find heel turn, find that Kickstarter. I've posted it multiple times
today.
Yeah,
we've retweeted.
I'm going to put it on my YouTube channel, maybe, hopefully later today or Sunday, yeah, depending on my schedule, you know, and I'm going to give y'all a little more visuals of it, but definitely check out Heel Turn. It deserves our backing, you guys.
Derek's working overtime this weekend.
I give it the Weekly Pools stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Ask my homies at the Knights of the Living podcast. I do not give shitty recommendations.
Nope.
All of my recommendations are fucking fire.
Most of, yeah, I don't think you've given
I've never
me bad.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
I don't think so.
What's the one comic you can think of that I fucked you up on? Nothing.
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't really bought a comic that you recommended to me.
You bitch.
I have the only one. What's one?
We have our own tastes.
We do. You don't really like fantasy style stuff, and
not
I have a comic.
Lot.
I have a comic that's a fantasy style that we're going to talk about later, but I don't think you've recommended that many to me.
So now talking about the comic shop, let's talk about what the hell we bought this week.
And this is the one comic that you recommended, and it is solid. So 100, one out of one, you're 100%.
So which one did you, what was it?
This one, this Heel Turn, yeah.
Oh, Heel Turn.
That's,
yeah,
that's
Heel Turn.
One, you're one for one. Lit. You're one for one.
Every indie I've sent you has been sick.
This is true. Shout out to every single one of you. Yeah.
So let's talk about the comic shop pulls now.
All right.
What did you pull? What do you got?
I pulled a couple. I had Rangers of the Divide. I didn't pick up issue 3 yet. I did pick up issue 2. And this story follows this like historical commander. And they go into this... I don't really fully understand everything yet because I just haven't grasped it. I haven't read it enough. Mm-hmm. But I know that it kind of gives me... If you like anime, you'll know this reference. Derek won't... He won't know this reference. Sorry, I don't know how to speak. I'm losing my train of thought.
It's okay, man.
Attack on Titan vibes. But it's not the Titans. It's like wildlife. And so there's these cadets that are like woefully untrained, unskilled. But in Attack on Titan, they're a little bit more, you know, they get up to speed a lot faster than these cadets are.
So we have these cadets, and what's the mission? What's happening?
We don't know.
We don't even know.
We don't know. Right
now, their leader?
It's some seasoned commander who's got a lot of history.
It sounds like the Karate Kid.
A little bit. Really, honestly, the main character to me reminds me a lot of Geralt from The Witcher.
I don't know any of this stuff.
So I'm talking to the audience, not you.
Yeah,
at this
you're basically
point,
talking
so.
To my green screen.
Yeah.
At this
so
point.
I'm not talking to you. So you can leave. Let me talk to the audience.
Well, this is my fucking house.
Well, you're right. So it's written by Megan Huang, published by Dark Horse, which is a great company. They post manga, Berserk. I love it. It's my favorite. Anyways, they're trying to figure out what's going on. The cadets. Because the commander's not really telling them anything. He's like, we got to go. This is an extinction level event. If we don't stop it, everything's going to stop. Like, it's cataclysmic. Everything will be over. And it's just an interesting read. The art is fantastic. The colors, bright, vibrant. I love it. I love it. It's not your cup of tea, but I love it.
Well, it sounds like you need to get your ass back to the LCS
and pick up issue 3.
Issue number 3.
I do. It's great. It's great. Next one that I'm going to talk about is recommended by our comic shop.
Shout out Josh at the boardroom.
Shout out to Josh. Nottingham. So imagine Robin Hood and the Band of Merry Men, right?
We'll just call it Robin Hood and the Homies.
Yeah, Robin Hood and the Homies. That's what it is. Hood and the Homies. But they're the bad guys. You know, we don't look at them through the eyeglass of they're the good guys.
Oh.
So it's a twist on that classic story, and we're following the Sheriff of Nottingham trying to track down Hood and his band of merry men.
So it is Robin Hood?
Basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did they give him a name? Was there a name for this protagonist?
Edward, I think, is his name. Yeah.
So it's... Okay, I got you. Yeah.
But we don't know Hood's name yet.
Oh.
But there's something that happens in this issue that you need to pick up Nottingham if you can.
Did you pick up number 1?
Yes.
Okay.
So if
this,
you...
This has been reprinted several times, I guess.
5,
that's
I think.
What, yeah, Josh said it was reprinted like a lot.
Yep. So if you can get your hands on an issue 1, you got some money in your pocket right there.
Yeah, a first print.
Yeah, a first print.
First prints are going for $100 on eBay right now.
Yep. So if you can get your hands on a first print, you're good. So just imagine that twist of Robin Hood, but they're the bad guys. You know, and it's not... the fox and the bear that we remember from Disney. Like, this is hardcore stuff. It's got blood, gore, torture. It's awesome.
That sounds
awesome. It's a great read. Awesome read. So, shout out to Nottingham and Rangers of the Divide. Pick those up. What is that? Mad Cave Comics is
the one.
Yeah,
I've never heard of Mad Cave.
Who issues Nottingham.
I've never heard of that before.
Yep.
So that sounds pretty dope. I had five comics.
You did?
I had five of them bitches.
Yep.
It was four, but then it turned into five. Because I, like most of us on Twitter, we walk into the comic shop and we have a pull box and I can't stay away from the spinner rack.
Yep. That's right.
So I'm going to
go. Checks it out every time we go.
We're going to talk about my fucking comics here, guys. Bunny Mask number two. If you didn't read Bunny Mask number one, go get it and then go get Bunny Mask number
two. Strange story.
Bunny Mask is fucking weird and I love it. I love what Paul Tobin and everybody at Aftershock on this team's doing. I really love the physicality of this book itself. Like, if you've bought this book, like, the covers are thick.
Yep.
Like, stupid thick. And I just like the way it feels in my hands.
It's heavy prints.
It's the little things.
Different.
It is. I love it. This Bunny Mask character, like, that's her name, Bunny Mask. It's established now. Like, that's what they're calling her.
Oh, that's from issue two.
Yeah. And all she's right. straight up, like... I don't even know how to explain this fucking story.
Why are we both at a loss for words?
I'm at a loss for words. Honestly, go to your fucking LCS and go get Bunny Mask number one and
pick
two.
Pick this up. Mask one was great. He let me read it, and I mean, it's fantastic, so I can only imagine how two is. So.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
Next up.
Silent Hill vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
A little bit.
Silent Hill vibes.
Yeah. It's very psychological.
Yes.
And you don't get that in comics a lot, I don't feel like. I feel, like I said, comics are mostly visual, and this book is very much a psychological and visual. And it's like, fuck me, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah. Pick up Bunny Mask.
Definitely pick up Bunny Mask. Then, Sinister War number one. Finally. Thank God. Fucking Sinister War number one. I've been waiting on this. You know how long I've been waiting on this?
Let's see. You've made about six videos, so 6 weeks.
Longer than motherfuckers waiting. What's... Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Longer than motherfuckers waited for the next Tool album.
There you go. That's a good one.
That's what I was trying to think of.
There you go.
Like, I love this. If you are not reading Spider-Man right now, you can go pick up Sinister War and read it, and you're not going to feel lost. It's an action-packed... fully sized. It's $4.99. Worth every penny. This bitch is thick and it's worth it. Mark Bagley, if you know anything about Spider-Man, he did Ultimate Spider-Man with Bendis from the 2000s on. He's one of, if not the best Spider-Man artists out there. He did this whole book. Gorgeous. Love it. Sinister War. It's a 4-issue series. And then in September, once we get to issue number 74 of Amazing Spider-Man, for those of you who don't know, we are getting a new creative team. So... it's a perfect place to jump in the Spidey and then to flow into the new creative team. Definitely worth checking out Sinister War.
Absolutely.
Then I had Carnage Black, White, and Blood number four. Excellent. If you've been reading any of these Black, White, and Bloods, you know these are excellent little comics. Well, no, they're not little, but they have three stories in them from three creative teams, and the art is all in black, white, and red. Fantastic stuff. Declan Shalvey, Ryan Stegman, Ed Brisson. Fantastic creative team on this issue here. Honestly, this one's probably my favorite. And then the one that had Dan Slott. I think that was issue two. And then the Carnage Shark. And I think that was an issue two as well.
Yep.
Fucking love these Black, White, and Bloods. Deadpool's next. Deadpool comes out next month.
Okay.
Might pick it up. I don't know. I'm trying to save some money.
Right.
I'm going to be a dad, so I'm not trying to add too much to my pull list. But definitely Black, White, and Blood, Carnage. Fucking sick.
Absolutely. I like Carnage as a character. I think it's awesome.
The Silver Coin number four, dude.
Yep.
The Silver Coin.
You like this book?
I fucking love The Silver
you
Coin.
You love this book. Yeah.
The Silver Coin is probably one of, if not the best, horror comics out there right now. It's an anthology. You don't have to read issue one to know anything about issue four. Completely different stories. They're all individual stories. There was a little bit of connection in issues two and three.
Yeah.
A small connection at the end. And then in issue five, I believe it's going to connect to issues two and three as well. Because there is a bigger story going on. This issue was from Jeff Lemire. Those of you that don't know, Jeff Lemire did Sweet Tooth on Netflix. So if you're into that, go get issue number four of The Silver Coin. Because this is total Jeff. This is Jeff Lemire and Michael Walsh in their bag, dude.
There you go.
Future it. They're in the fucking future. This girl, like, they're thieves. She finds the fucking coin. She's got worms that comes out of her eyes. Like,
how about you just let me borrow this? Give it to me now. Just let me borrow this.
Oh, just
I'll
just
bring
let
it
you
back to
that?
You. Yeah,
oh,
I'll bring it back to you.
Oh,
in a
okay.
Year.
In a year.
I'll bring it back to you.
Definitely. If you're not reading the Silver Coin, every issue is a different creative team. I mean, all fucking heavy hitters. We've had Zdarsky, we've had Kelly Thompson, we've had Ed Brisson, Jeff Lemire, Michael Walsh.
There you go.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better. This is the fucking Super Bowl of horror, dude. Like, definitely get Silver Coin. Add it to your pull box and get every fucking issue after this, because it was a limited series at first, and it's been so popular, it's gonna be a continuing series, and I'm stoked. So stoked.
That's awesome. This cover's great.
The cover's fucking wild, right?
Yeah, it looks awesome. Looks like it's got some, like, robotic parts up here.
Yeah, she's, like, part cyborg, I think, kind of. Yep. And, like, the worms in her head weren't actually really worms. They were, like, cables that, like, connected into people and shit.
Right, yeah. Cyberpunk.
Yeah, yeah, cyberpunk. That's the word for it. That's exactly what this issue was. Very cyberpunkish.
Sweet.
Yeah, dude. And then, lastly, I pulled Spider-Shadow number 4. Chip fucking Zdarsky in his bag, dude.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Do you like Spider-Man?
I love Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man more than you love Captain America.
I would, yeah. I'm not even going to argue with you on that.
I love Spider-Man.
Yeah. As much as you make fun of me for Cap, that's doubly as much as I could do to you for Spider-Man.
I love Spider-Man.
You know, you love Spider-Man. Yeah.
So, like, quick synopsis, Spider-Man, Spider-Shadow, What If from Marvel. It's what if Spider-Man kept Venom? What if he didn't get Venom off and Venom took over him?
Oh.
It's amazing. It's a 5-issue mini, so next issue is the end of it. It's been fantastic so far. The art in it, wonderful. The story, we don't get this side of Spider-Man, like, ever. He's, like, brutal and, like, spoiler alert. If you've watched my channel, you already know, but if you're not reading Spider-Shadow, spoiler alert, he's fucking killing villains, dude.
Great.
He fucking one-punched Kingpin.
That's a spoiler, but
right in the fucking face, dude. Bam! That was in issue 1.
Yeah.
Or no, that was issue 2, I'm sorry.
So, I mean, I don't think it's a spoiler to say he's killing villains.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a spoiler at this point. If you haven't read it yet, like, I'm sorry, but, like, he's killing villains, and in this issue, like, he's gotten it off now, and it's taken over Reed Richards and the Thing over at the Baxter Building. Like, shit's getting fucking real. Like I said, issue 5, it is the conclusion, so, like...
So I was going to ask.
Chip Zdarsky's in his bag, and the art in his book is beautiful. Definitely pick it up if you want, like, a different side of Spider-Man that's not always friendly fucking neighborhood. Like,
do we get extra pizza time?
Pizza time! I love pizza time! Go get me some pizza!
I think those are all the pulls that we had. So I'm going to take a minute here just to shout out all of you who responded to me. I'm gonna do, like, this is probably about my 5th shout out to all of you. Again, if you are upset that we haven't talked about your comic yet, I promise we're getting there. I think we're going to have a whole segment just where we talk about some of those web comics that were posted. He talked about Mr. Butter Chips, so that's one off the list of web comics. We've got, I swear to you, we've got about 7 more that we have to figure out, and we just don't have the time to go through all of these.
As the kids say, we got them out the ass.
Yeah, it's... It's a lot. So, you know, just shout out to all of you again for sending us your stuff. If you want, I'm going to bury us even more. If you want to hit us up, DM us on Twitter at The Weekly Pulls, at The Tev N, no I. Stole that from you. You know, send us your stuff. We'll shout it out here. We got a bunch of interviews planned. So, you know, be on the lookout for that with some of the indie artists. If you want an interview,
We're booked through August, bro, and we've got some in September right now, because, I mean, we both work in the middle of the week, so the weekends are our only free
That's
time.
That's the only time.
And we're booked.
Yep.
Booked to shit. It's awesome.
We have one Friday that we have to do, but we really, you know, we're weekend guys. We can't do stuff during the week.
And we got wives.
Yep.
And mine has an alien growing inside of her.
That's right. I'm sure that's what it is.
I hope it's a xenomorph.
Got a little face hugger, yeah.
I hope it's a xenomorph.
It's going to pop out.
It's going to come out and say, scream!
I can't wait.
Scream!
Can't wait for it to eat you. It's going to be awesome.
It's like everybody keeps asking, what is it? I don't know. I hope it's a toaster.
That's right.
I hope it's a toaster oven that doubles as an air fryer.
Bro, now you're patenting that. We're going to make one of those.
Toaster air fryer.
An air toaster? No.
From the Weekly Pulls.
That's our trademark.
Hashtag fame.
So, again, shout out to all of you. We have our first interview.
Oh, yeah. So we'll announce that. Our first interview, Saturday, July 31st, with my homie, Jake Cohen, at Funny Figs on Twitter. He's got this really nice, sweet indie coming out. Watch my indie spotlight. And I talk about it. He gave me a nice little 6-page preview of it.
Yep.
Imagine, like, Astro Boy, but a girl, and much more doper.
Much more dope. Love it.
I don't know shit about Astro Boy. I just know he's a robot boy. But yeah. In this one, it's a robot girl, and she's really cool, and she fought a giant, what looked like a fucking mud turtle, like Godzilla style.
Yeah, so I'm
like,
sure this
hell yeah, good. Giant monsters, little robot girls, fucking sign me up.
Yeah, I'll say, I'm sure this isn't as boring as Astro Boy.
I don't know anything about Astro Boy.
If you're an Astro Boy friend or fan, I'd see you. I'm out. I don't like Astro Boy. So I'm going to outcast myself. I just don't like him.
I don't know anything about Astro Boy.
It's boring.
Do you remember the big guy in Rusty?
I don't know. What's Rusty?
That was the name of the cartoon, the big guy in Rusty. All right, here we go. I'm venturing off of comics for just a second. This cartoon, it came on Fox Kids, came on after school. It's called The Big Guy and Rusty. No. The big guy was this giant white robot.
Was that the same channel that you would get like Animaniacs and stuff, or is that different?
No, that was Kids WB. WB.
Yeah, right, sorry.
No, Fox had Spider-Man and shit.
Okay, the old Spider-Man.
Yeah, the 90s.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
So the big guy in Rusty was this big, giant, white robot, and it was manned by a human, and then he had his sidekick named Rusty, who was an actual, like, robot boy, and they fought, like, aliens and shit. All right, and it was super cool. Like, anybody out there listening to this, fucking hit me up if you remember the big guy in Rusty, because every time I ask anybody about it, they're like, what the hell are you talking about, Tevin?
Yeah, me. Yeah.
I love the big guy in Rusty.
I didn't watch Fox Kids, so.
Dude, if it had fucking robots or fucking aliens, like, I was in. Men in Black, dude.
Buddy, I was too busy watching Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Very much Dragon Ball.
I did. So
I did too, but not as much as you and pretty much everybody else that watches Dragon Ball.
Yeah. We could continue rambling for like 45 minutes, so.
We could.
I think we should cut it here. How long we've been on for a while. So we
shout out
these
indies. We've been on for a little bit. Real quick, we'll talk a little bit of basketball. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Our predictions were wrong. We were wrong. I was dead fucking wrong. I thought it was going to be a sweep.
Yep.
We're 2-2 right now. What do you think? We're going back to Phoenix. Do the Suns and Chris Paul rally and take the lead, or are they going to lose 3 straight games?
If they do not win at home.
If they don't win next game, it's over.
Yeah,
I
think
the Bucks are going to take them. They have to win next game.
Yep.
Do or die. And I think they'll show up. I think Book and Chris will show up. Last game, Booker almost had 45. He had 43 or 2. And
he's going to go for it.
Chris Paul didn't really do much, and that kind of disappointed me.
I don't know. I think something happened with the Bucks that they're just starting to click.
I don't know. They do. They play really good at home, but when I watch that Hawks series, they play like shit on the road.
Yeah.
So that's my dog.
So I don't know. I'm with you. If they don't win at home, it's over.
Yeah.
Suns
have to win next game. If the Suns win next game, Suns in 6 or 7. If the Bucks win next game, Bucks in 6.
Yep. Absolutely.
So all right, you guys.
Hold on.
Well, what you got?
The Olympics, man. I'm so upset with our team.
I don't even give a fuck about the Olympics.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know why.
Bradley Beal's getting pulled. Kevin Love dropped out.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal got pulled for COVID, I think. Precautions, like they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And on here we go. I'm gonna go on my rant. My tangent about why I hate basketball, the state it's in right now.
This would be the year that we would miss the gold in basketball. This would be the year.
They're garbage. The NBA has made all these guys fucking soft. And I'm not one of those people that's gonna say, oh, they were tougher in the 80s. Like, no. These guys have the capability of being tough, but they're babied and coddled. You go and watch these fucking plays, and like, yeah, they play like shit because they're getting hit and they're fucking flopping around like fish out of water, and they're not getting the calls.
Yeah.
Because they don't call that shit. That's weak shit. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like the way the USA plays.
You definitely don't see. There's their passion.
There's no tenacity about them at all. They're just there.
Yep.
And it's like, I don't even give a shit. I hope they fucking lose.
And you know, it speaks volumes when nowadays I don't care to remember basketball player names. It used to be before, I could tell you a person on every single team. Now I'm just done. I don't focus on the players anymore. And it's because they don't have that passion. Mm-hmm. They're just, I want to go to the superstar team, build the superstar caliber team, and then lose. So you're a disappointment. with multiple disappointments.
It's become, like I said before, it's become a popularity contest. Who's going to have the most flash? Nobody is out there fucking... no Michael Jordan in the league.
Nope.
I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, there's LeBron James is great, but he doesn't have the killer instinct. He never has. He's never going to. He's at the end of his rope.
He doesn't... There's no Kobe.
R.I.P. Love you, Kobe.
You know, we just don't have those players.
You know what
anymore.
I am excited for in the fucking Olympics, at least?
What's that?
Skating.
Skating?
Skateboarding, motherfucker. Right. Andy Anderson is going to bring home the gold for Vancouver, son.
Oh, he's going to be there?
Yeah, man. Andy Anderson's in.
Man, he's arguably the greatest skater.
And Zion Wright going to bring us home some gold, too.
Yep.
Fucking love that shit.
Yep. Skateboarding is another passion that we have.
So. Yeah, but we won't go off too long about that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Weekly Pools podcast this week. Like, subscribe, share, comment, follow us on Twitter at The Weekly Pools, at Tevin, or no, at The Tevin, minus That's the right. I. Find us on YouTube, The Weekly Pools. We're available on all major platforms except Apple right now, but we're working on it. I emailed Anchor today at lunch. Hopefully it gets to Apple soon, but we are on Spotify, Google, Breaker, all the major podcasts. All right, we are here.
Before you end that, reply to my poll. I posted a poll. I want to see where you all listen to your podcast. If you would prefer another platform that's not Spotify, Anchor, you know, some of those big hitters. If you would like to have this on YouTube or SoundCloud or something, let us know. We want to post this everywhere. I want to make it available to all of you. Don't want to restrict you from your favorite platform. So let us know. So that's me.
Chuckabilly is God.
Testament.